You're listening to an AOP Athletics podcast, as we're excited to bring this new feature to the website during the school year. Our guest today is 2023 Roman Catholic graduate Xavier Brown. In his first season on the men's basketball team at St. Joseph's University, he ranks second on the team in scoring and assists and leads the Hawks in steals. Xavier, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
You've come in and made an immediate impact as a freshman here at St. Joe's. How much did your experience at Roman and playing in the Philadelphia Catholic League help in your transition to the college game?
It's helped me a lot. First, just at Roman, going to practice every day, having great teammates in practice. You know, like Lynn and Anthony Finkley, who's here with me now at St. Joe's, and then even like NBA player Jalen Duren and a great talent like Justice Williams. So every day in practice, I got pushed. And then just the coaches that I had, Coach Matt Griffin and Coach Chris McNesby, those are the two head coaches. But even the assistants just staying on top of me every day, not letting me get, like, too big-headed and keeping me humble. That's what I would say, like, helped me get ready for college.
You mentioned your former Roman teammates, Anthony Finkley and Lynn Greer, here at St. Joe's with you. How has that assisted in your comfort level as a freshman in college?
First, Lynn, just him being older and him already being at St. Joe's, it's helped me a lot because me and him, I've known him since I was 14. That's when we started being friends, but I've also knew about Lynn before then. But him being here, just helping me get through things that he's already been through, like little stuff, walking me to class some days, or just helping me meet people here like who don't play sports. And then Ant's just been helping me because we're both freshmen, so we're going through the same things. Like everything is new to us here, so it's like, yo, what'd you do here, or how'd you get through this class? Like, so we're just helping each other and just bumping our ideas off each other.
St. Joe's enters its home contest with Fordham on Saturday, 17 wins and 3 games remaining before the Atlantic 10 tournament. What are a few keys for the team to get some momentum before heading to Brooklyn for the league tournament?
I would just say just staying together. I mean, we've had a season of ups and downs, players getting injured, good wins, and some tough losses. But I would say for Brooklyn, we just have to stay together. And I think the past couple of weeks we have been just getting our chemistry like as tight-knit as possible. And I think for Brooklyn, that's the most important thing, because you don't want to have a team with people who have different ideas or just are going in different spaces out there. We just have to be one team. And I think whoever wins in Brooklyn will be the most united team.
Finally, you had a front row seat on Monday evening as Roman won the PCL championship with a buzzer beater over Archbishop Ryan. First off, your thoughts on the atmosphere at the Palestra that night, and then the pride you felt for your former teammates and Coach McNesby on the dramatic win.
First, the atmosphere. I mean, you can't really describe it. It's like something you have to be there to really understand what goes on there. I could just say, since I probably was in fifth grade, I've been going to Palestra. And it's just like every year, it gets bigger and bigger, even though the building is the same size. It's just like crazier and crazier. And this was the first year, honestly, in 4 years that I haven't played there. So it was just like so cool just seeing like the student sections and all the like historical and legendary people who were there, just like Philadelphia legends. It's funny because I was with my mom sitting there, and I was like, Mom, I never realized how crazy it was. She's like, how? Like, you played in it. I'm like, you just got to be so locked in. So it's just like, I couldn't believe it, but it's just like, it really hit me on Monday. And then the pride for Roman, like, I felt so good just for, especially Coach Chris, because the first year I was with him, we didn't win the championship. And I also know, like, Coach Chris is just like me. Like, we want to win no matter what. And that was a fantastic game from both teams. And also, it just felt good because, some of the kids on that Roma team were, like, my underclassmen last year. And I built bonds with them that I'll have forever. And I just know, like, they've been working hard all year. So to get the reward in that championship, I know It's a great feeling.
Xavier, thank you for the time. Best wishes for a strong finish to your first season here at St. Joe's.
Thank you.
And thanks again for everyone for listening to an AOP Athletics podcast.